Hi, my name's Carrie, and I wanted to share a little bit about what it's been like working with Kaya for me. I've been working with her for about 5 months. I don't schedule regular sessions, so the amount of time that I've actually worked with her, in my opinion, is relatively brief, and the changes that I've been able to accomplish in working with her have been dramatic. In the beginning of the first session I had with her, my frequency upgrade, she wanted to know what pushed me to book the session. So we were able to talk a little bit about the things that I was struggling with. But what was different with Kaya is she doesn't really need the story, because the story is in the past and it just brings drama to your life. So what was amazing to me was that she was able to see from the minute she taps in, and probably even before she picks up the phone to call, she can see the lower frequencies, the heavier frequencies in your field, the distorted programs running in your field that shouldn't be there. And she can see the root of the problems. She can see your DNA, your family lineage, where the frequencies started from. She can just see everything so clearly, without question, and so quickly, and removes them quickly from your field. So, I've worked with doctors, medical doctors, psychiatrists, counselors, nutritionists, specialty therapists. I've worked with healers and done a couple different forms of energy work. I've practiced energy work myself. And what Kaya does is just so fast and so clean and so permanent. And that's what I find is different with Kaya. You set the phone down, and 10, 15 minutes later, she comes back on, and you're drastically changed forever. And some of these programs that she's removed didn't require, rehashing the history of where it came from or how it made me feel. She just sees it and deletes it like a program, and it's gone. And it's simple. There are sometimes period of adjustment, but it never returns. And this testimonial was actually difficult for me to begin. I've been stewing over it for weeks and weeks and weeks because, on one hand, the shifts that I made, especially after my first session with her, my upgrade, was so dramatic and so drastic, it was difficult for me to put into words. But also, on the other hand, after working with her, I live so much in the present moment that it's like I'm a blank slate. And it's not that I don't have wonderful things to say, but it's that I live so much in today that the details of the past have become muddled and blurred a bit. And I remember what brought me to Kaya. I definitely remember some of the things we've worked on, but it's hard for me to remember exactly what I was feeling, exactly what my life looked like and felt like at that point. And it's hard for me to remember all the little shifts while they were pretty major, but all the shifts in between in the last 5 months to get me to where I am. And that's really incredible to say because I've always been more of a type A personality, very detail oriented. I write lots of lists, I take lots of notes, and especially with my spiritual awakening, I have noted everything with dates and times and feelings and people, and I like to be able to go back and reread those details or be able to regurgitate it for purposes like this, actually. And what's funny is I did take notes around my first session with Kaya. I wrote about what brought me to her, what she saw in the session, and what I experienced in, the 5 to 6 hours after that session, which were mind-blowing. And then how my life shifted over the next probably couple months. And all of that was really detailed. And a couple months ago, I actually went in and threw them away. It was the strangest thing. It was this, like, I just didn't need it anymore. It didn't really matter what brought me to her. It didn't matter what I was feeling, because today I'm just me and I'm just being. And Kaya talks about free to be. And I think that's what she means. After she resets you at your core, the past just doesn't matter anymore. So you can have different kinds of traumas. And after she resets you, the trauma just doesn't matter. It just, I don't know how to explain it, but it just doesn't matter. And so anyways, I think that's what makes Kaya different. Very small amount of time that she needs to remove these programs from your field, and they are permanently gone. And she's also a wonderful person to work with. She doesn't have judgments. She comes across actually a little objective, but it's just because she's not judging you. You just are. It just is. And let's move on. It's actually really beautiful, and she doesn't get caught up in the stories and the drama. And she just gets to work and leaves you in better shape than when you came to her, without all the lower frequencies running in your field. Let's see what else. There is one major shift that she helped me with in my first session with her that I want to mention, because I had addictions. My major addiction has always been to food. I've always told my friends that I wish there was a Food Anonymous meeting that I could go to, because I felt like what an alcoholic would feel like, but with food. And it was difficult because you have to have food to live. And it became even more difficult when I had children and didn't want to put any of the dysfunctional thoughts around food and exercise in front of them. So then I had things available that I usually would have had to have out of the house, because I had no control. And when I saw Kaya, my food addiction had completely overrun me, and I was at my very bottom. And it was confusing because I had actually gone through this beautiful and pretty quick spiritual awakening, and in a logical sense was feeling really, really solid, really solid. But I kept having this food addiction powering over me, and I didn't know what to do. And I don't know how to explain it, but it never felt like it was even mine. I mean, my mom was very controlling with food when I was a child, so I thought maybe, you know, I was binge eating because I wasn't allowed to have some things. But still, the amount of force that it had over me, the power that it had over me, didn't make sense. And I had seen one of the best eating disorder therapists in town and worked with a nutritionist. And so I got the science behind it and the psychology behind it and how to eat healthy and well-rounded and add all the food groups. But the voices in my head never stopped talking. And from the minute I woke up to the minute I went to sleep, it was nonstop. What are you going to eat? How many calories? How long can you go without eating? If you eat this, what kind of exercise are you going to do to overcompensate? And I never felt like I was doing it right. I never felt like it was good. I never liked what I looked at in the mirror, even though logically I knew I was worth everything and beautiful. I just didn't see it. And I was at the point where I didn't even want to leave the house. I do remember that, because I felt so disgusting and was so embarrassed of the way I looked. And honestly, it wasn't so much the way I looked. I know it was just the way that I felt, but I felt like it was the way that I looked. Anyways, you know, Kaya saw that it was an addiction program, meaning just that I would become addicted to anything, which is true. I have been addicted to many things in my life, including running, which you would think is healthy, but it wasn't. It was a very inappropriate relationship with exercise and running. And so that rang true, and you know, she could see exactly where the program came in, which made complete sense to me and is exactly how I felt my whole life, but I just couldn't pinpoint it. And I worked with her for 20 minutes and we got off the phone and my addictions were gone. And, you know, I didn't know it in that second. For the next 5 to 6 hours after my upgrade, what I noticed was the colors. When I looked out the window, it was winter time, so I was inside, but the colors that I saw outside were brilliant. Like, I didn't know those colors existed on Earth. And I looked in the mirror and I saw the most beautiful woman. And I thought, this is so bizarre. How can 5 minutes later I can see somebody completely different without changing, you know, consciously changing my thought patterns? And I felt confident and I felt good. I didn't feel disgusting anymore. I wasn't disappointed in myself anymore. And another thing that happened was time drastically slowed down. Priorities shifted in a minute. And I wanted just to exist. I just wanted to be. And I was so thrilled just to be. And I sat on my couch for hours and hours just processing and thinking, and just everything fell away. Nothing was important anymore. Anything that people thought, or the millions of things that I thought I needed to get done, didn't need to get done. And it was the most comforting, peaceful feeling I've ever experienced. And yeah, it's hard to put into words until you experience it, but it was wonderful. It was what I imagine is closer to what you feel like as a child, you know, living in the present moment and all of my fears and worries gone. What I did notice was for the next couple weeks, if I even thought of a food item that wasn't healthy and nutritious for my body, it made me literally nauseous and I wanted to throw up. And it was wonderful timing because I had my first session with her right before Thanksgiving break. So I went through Thanksgiving and Christmas actually losing 5 pounds this year, just because my body physically was turned off. And it took longer, it took a couple months before I was psychologically turned off. It was like psychologically, I was still had the habit of thinking of certain foods to eat at certain times of the day. Oh, this would be really nice to eat. But instantly, I just didn't. I didn't overeat, and I ate when I was hungry, and I stopped when I was full, and I didn't think about what I was going to do next in between my meals. And I exercised when it felt good, and if I felt run down or tired or sore or I didn't have enough time, it wasn't the number one priority, then I just didn't exercise. And that was liberating, to just do what felt good and felt right each day. And I was holding the power. I was in control. And that program wasn't holding power over me anymore. I was on the front line. I got to say what was what. And it's liberating. I'm 40 years old and I have never, ever, ever felt free from that, ever. As far as I can remember, I've never been free. Along with all of that stuff, depression, different anxieties, social anxieties, lots and lots of fears, and even through my spiritual awakening and healing so much, they would creep in every once in a while. And they don't really creep in anymore. And if I feel a little hint of it, I'm able to say, nope, you're not coming back. So it does take discipline to stay in that space, but what Kaya removes is gone for good. And she's always there for you. She's so nurturing and so available. So if you ever have any questions or concerns as you're going through things, you can always reach out and expect an answer quickly. And she just holds your hand through the whole thing. She's just stands there as a strong mother figure while you realize your brilliant self. Anyways, I can't say enough. And I've seen amazing shifts in my children. She's worked a little bit with one of my children, but I've seen huge shifts in my children just from the shifts that I've made and in my husband. And my life has been changed for forever. So, anyways, that's Kaya. Thank you.